You're listening to WBHM, and I'm Rachel Lindley. For the last several months, WBHM has joined AL.com and the Center for Investigative Reporting as part of the Alabama Media Group's Investigative Journalism Lab. Together, we're taking a look at Alabama's prison problems. Today, we're joined in the studio by State Senator Cam Ward of Alabaster. He's a longtime supporter of prison reform. He's also the chairman of the Alabama Legislature's Prison Oversight Committee. So, Senator Ward, thank you for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me today, Rachel.
So before we talk about what's going on in the Alabama prison system today, I want to hear a bit more about your work. Prisons, they aren't exactly a fun or popular cause for a person to take up in the legislature. So what first got you interested in prison reform?
Well, you make a good point. First of all, no one's ever run for election or re-election on the issue of I solve prisons. I can tell you it's not a big issue on the minds of voters, but it should be. When you look at the rising costs of prisons in Alabama, you look at the issue of overcrowding and how so much out of sync we are with the rest of the country, what it makes me realize is that if we don't do something about it soon, it's going to create a huge, huge problem for our budget in the future. You know, we love to proclaim ourselves to be a state that prides itself on the 10th Amendment, but we would really be disregarding that pride we have if we totally let the federal courts come in and take over our prison system. And I think that's what's on the verge of happening. So I think we have to step up and take some bold political choices, or else we're going to have a third or fourth of our general fund budget controlled by the federal government.
When did the prison issue start becoming a bigger problem for the state of Alabama?
Well, I think it probably started being a bigger problem at least 10 to 15 years ago as the population of inmates boomed. However, I would say that where it really started to come to a head was the first time we had some abuse allegations in Tutwiler. This was pre-DOJ report. We had some abuse allegations there, but we also had some inmate-on-inmate violence in a couple other facilities, Donaldson as well as Elmore. So that's where it started about 2 years ago. We called a joint oversight committee meeting, met with the commissioner, met with various wardens, talked to them about the issue. They agreed there were some things that need to be addressed with the limited resources they have, security cameras, regard to training, just a host of issues. And then about a year ago, I would say, when the DOJ started their investigation, we started becoming more engaged as far as touring the individual facilities, looking at firsthand on the ground what's going on, what do we see, what needs to be addressed. And then finally, of course, you had the DOJ report here just recently, which said, hey, this is what we found when we were there a year ago.
So then that takes us into the legislative session for this year, when the Alabama legislature passed a resolution creating a task force to address some of these issues. And then earlier this month, Governor Robert Bentley announced that the state would be hiring a consulting firm to work with the state on addressing problems at Julia Tutwiler Prison. And the state will also be working with the Council of State Governments Justice Center and a few other groups. What is the significance of the state doing this?
Well, first of all, the biggest significance, it's the first time in my career, my 12-year career, that I've seen the state's actually taking it seriously. It shows that we recognize there's a problem. We're aware there's a problem. We've got to do something to fix it. So that's the first, and to be honest, I think 90% of the issue is awareness and recognizing you have a problem. Second, I think what it does is it's going to give us a blueprint to go forward. You know, what's the roadmap? We could throw a lot of bills against the wall to see if they stick. But at the end of the day, if you really want to fix it, you need to make sure you know, first, what statistics show. Two, what is a data-driven solution to the problem? Now, that's where we are now. I think the big challenge, however, will be in 2015. Once we put it out there, that means next March, when we go back into session 2015, it's going to require some real courage on behalf of lawmakers to pass these reforms.
So you see a lot of activity, a lot of bills having to do with this in the next legislative session.
I do. I think if we don't do something big in 2015, then I think the court proceedings will move ahead and we'll end up we'll be at the whim of the courts.
So what do you think it'll take for us to move forward?
A combination of political will to address sentencing reform, as well as the necessary budget process procedures that we're going to have to do to make sure that we have facilities as well as constitutional standards in place that protect the public, but also make sure that we're not in violation of the Eighth Amendment. I think one thing to keep in mind that's going to be very important, though, is solving the prison problem. It took us a long time to get into this problem. I mean, it took us years and years of neglect and kind of burying our heads in the sand to get here. It's going to take many, many, many years to get back out of it. I don't think it'll be one bill. I don't think there's going to be one budget proposal. I think you're looking at probably 12, 15 different proposals, which over time will help us get out of this problem we're in. No one wants to be soft on crime. No one's out there saying prisoners are more important than victims. However, there are certain Eighth Amendment challenges we have that we have to comply with. And if we don't do that, then the state of Alabama will suffer the financial consequences for generations to come. So hopefully some folks, we can all step up and be leaders and hopefully get something positive addressed on this.
We've been speaking with State Senator Cam Ward. Senator Ward, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Rachel.